Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida reported a record 120 new coronavirus fatalities over the last 24 hours. The new record comes with nearly 9,000 new positive cases in the last day. More than 4,000 people have now died from COVID-19 in Florida. This afternoon, St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman announced a step to partially defund the police department. Chief Anthony Holloway said the department would use grant money that was supposed to be for hiring new officers and instead use the funds for social workers who will respond to nonviolent calls for people needing social services. That's one of the major demands of the Defund the Police movement, gaining steam during more than a month of protests against police violence and racism.
We went back and said, you know what? Instead of hiring those 25 new officers, which equates to $3.1 million federal dollars that was coming to us for the next 3 years, $3.8 million, which the city earmarked for this unit, to develop a new team that is called CALL, Community Assistant Liaison.
Chief Holloway said not hiring the 25 police officers would be a huge sacrifice, but officers would be freed up to concentrate on safety of the community and on responding to crime.
We're trying to hire someone that has more experience on dealing with these issues. It takes about 8 months to get an officer on the road. Within that 8 months, we give them 40 hours of mental health issues. We want someone that is an expert in that to handle those type of calls.
Even the head of the police union said he supports the move. On Tuesday, St. Pete Police announced it would enforce pedestrian traffic rules when protesters don't use the sidewalk or if they obstruct or hinder traffic. Police cite the safety of pedestrians and the community. But yesterday, I spoke with several protesters who don't think police are doing enough to protect protesters exercising First Amendment rights. Melly Pechoki has participated in nightly demonstrations in St. Petersburg.
I'm interested to see what it's going to be going forward. I'm out there every day marching, and we're getting a lot of support, but we are getting pushback too, mostly when we are in wealthier neighborhoods. They don't want us there. They're getting aggressive. They're getting out of their vehicles, shouting, they're screaming, they're yelling profanities, they're putting hands on our protesters, and nothing is happening about any of that. So I'm feeling a little frustrated that the statutes are aimed at us protesters and there is nothing being targeted or focused at the aggression coming towards us.
Several protesters have been struck by vehicles across the country, including two in Tampa. Kofi Hunt is co-chair of Pinellas Democratic Socialists of America. He's concerned that by threatening to ticket protesters, police are missing the real perpetrators.
The act that all crimes are equal, right? No, they're not, right? And running someone over, potentially killing them, inflicting an act of terrorism on an American citizen, if you want to take it there, is a much harsher crime than walking in the street.
Today, St. Pete Police released a video of a fire rescue vehicle delayed by demonstrators. The truck does not appear to have its emergency lights on. During the 39-second video, several other vehicles reroute around the protesters walking in the crosswalk. The Supreme Court has issued a mixed verdict on demands for President Trump's financial records. The decisions will likely keep his tax returns, banking, and other documents out of the public eye for the time being. In one case, the court rejected broad arguments by Trump's lawyers and the Justice Department that the president is immune from investigation while he holds office. The Manhattan District Attorney is conducting a criminal investigation that includes hush money payments to women who claim they had affairs with Trump. In today's other ruling, the court kept a hold on Trump's financial records that Congress has been seeking for more than a year. President Trump's former personal lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, has been returned to federal prison. His attorney told news outlets today that Cohen was taken into custody for violating the terms of his release. Here's the weather. A heat advisory is in effect for the western half of Florida until 6 this evening. Tonight, it'll be breezy with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Overnight lows will be near 80. Tomorrow, breezy with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible and highs in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM on WMNF.org and on the WMNF app.